You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeons. 90210 bows to this guy.
Isn't that great music? It really is. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And I hope you're all having a great weekend. And yeah, that's from La La Land, one of the best movies I've ever seen. And it really gets me in a great mood when I hear that music. All right, tonight we've got so much to talk about. I hope you're ready for a great show tonight. I am. I've got interviews tonight with Jeff Asherman's coming on. He's running for assembly in New York. He's a plastic surgeon. He's coming on the second half of the show. We've got all sorts of things to talk about. We're going to talk about skincare tonight. You know, I do a lot of skincare. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I love to operate, but what I do is I want to make you look better. And your skin, the quality of your skin, is such an important part of looking better. So tonight we're going to be talking about skin. We're going to be talking about cosmetic surgery, dermatology. We're going to talk, yeah, all sorts of things tonight. And you can become part of the show by giving us a call, 800-848-9222. 800-848-WABC. We're giving away bottles of nighttime again tonight. We're going to talk about nighttime a lot during the show, but nighttime is that one-stop shopping for skincare. It's got everything you need in skincare, and I've left out the things that are totally useless. And we're going to talk about some of those things this evening. So we'll learn all about what good skincare should be and what might not be such good skincare. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and once again, if you give me a call, 800-848-9222, we will send you a bottle of nighttime, and nighttime, again, has vitamin C, vitamin A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners, the good things in skincare. All right, so again, we have many, many things to talk about tonight. Let's start by talking about skincare. You know, we're talking about nighttime. Many of you go to the stores. You go to Macy's, you go to Sephora, you go to Ulta, you go to many of the other stores, and you ask the young ladies behind the counter, what should I be putting on my skin? What do you think they're going to tell you? Of course, they're going to tell you to buy this and that and this and that, and they're going to send you out with a lot of different products. And why do they do that? Why do you think? Of course, you know. The reason is because there's great profit in this industry, and they want to sell you all sorts of different things. So it's an industry that I call a fragmented industry, meaning they don't want you to just buy one thing that has everything you need in it. They want you to buy lots of different products. So if you go online, and I love to do this, you go to some of the big companies, and I won't mention which ones, you'll see some multi-step programs for skincare. You see the six-step program in the morning and the eight-step program in the evening, and you go through all the steps, and they have you cleanse and then use toner, and then they use maybe a vitamin C in the morning. Is that right? We're going to talk about that. And all sorts of steps, and then you put your makeup on, you go through the day, and you reverse that at night with even more steps. Well, what's wrong with this picture? If you count up the ingredients, that you put on your skin with the typical skincare program, count them up. And I do challenge you to do this. You'll find that every one of your products, and it could be starting with shampoo, cleanser, foundation, toner, moisturizer, sunscreen, makeup remover, all you start counting all the individual ingredients, and you'll be up to the many hundreds of ingredients. So I see women all day long in my office. As I said, I'm a plastic surgeon. If you haven't listened to the show before, what is this? This is the show about you, the show about what you look like. Well, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and my practice is largely cosmetic surgery in women, but we start with your skin, what it looks like, and women sit across the desk from me and tell me what it is that they want to look better. And I look at their skin, and the majority, not just a few, but the majority of women have a toxic reaction to much of their skincare. Now, what is this characterized by? It's characterized by kind of a little bit of redness to the skin, a little bit of swelling of the skin, a little bit of oiliness, and visible pores. And when I point that out to women, they say, no, it's not a sensitivity to a product. That's what my skin is. And I tell them, no, that is not true. God made us pretty good. Our skin is pretty good normally, but what we're not used to in nature is putting those hundreds and hundreds of chemicals, many of which are completely foreign to our bodies, on our skin. Because what happens when you do put those things on your skin? Your body sees them as foreign, your body sees them as toxins, and you defend yourself. And how do you defend yourself? You make oil, that's one way we do it, and you thicken your skin. And so you get rough skin, and you get a little bit of oiliness and visible pores, and combine that with all the other things that you get exposed to during the day, not the least of which is sun exposure and cigarette smoke and other pollutants, you wind up getting splotchy pigmentation of the skin and maybe a little bit more blood supply to your skin than you'd like, and you get capillaries. And lo and behold, you have the syndrome of a toxic reaction of your skin. So often, the very first thing I do with women when they come to see me, when we talk about what we can do surgically and what procedures you are going to have, is get them off of their products. And last week, several women I did this with, we just stop as many things as we can. Regarding shampoo, we want you off of sulfate, so we get you onto sulfate-free shampoo. We get you onto soaps that don't have toxins in them. And then pretty much avoid as much as you can. So that's the first step. It's a two-week detox of your skin. And it doesn't involve using my products at all. It just involves getting rid of the things that can cause a toxic reaction. You know, a lot of people tell me as soon as they get rid of the sulfates in their shampoo in the shower, their skin looks better and feels better. So if you get out of the shower in the morning and your skin feels a little bit tight, what do? You reach for the moisturizer. And yeah, that's the antidote to toxicity to sulfates, but that's another product that you're putting on your skin. So you don't need the sulfates and you don't need the moisturizer. So what does work? What does work in skincare? Well, you know, there aren't many things that really are scientifically proven to make a difference. Now, first of all, as many of you know, I have my own line of skincare. It's called Dr. Perry's. Great name. That's my name. And I have a few products. And a lot of people have asked me, well, why don't you have more products? I don't want you to use things that you don't need. So here's what you need in a good skincare program. In the morning, you need to protect your skin. You need to protect your skin from ultraviolet light. It's a big ager of the skin. And you also need to buttress the barrier of your skin. If we lived in a perfect world, you probably wouldn't need to do that. But when you walk the streets of Manhattan, or even if you live on a farm, you're exposed to all sorts of chemicals. So the stronger your skin is, the better. And I'm not talking about physical strength, like, you know, how much energy it takes to rip apart your skin. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the barrier of your skin, which is kind of a concept that a lot of people don't understand. But basically, when you have a weak barrier, when it's been weakened by things like soaps and chemicals, then you age faster and you look worse and your skin does have that syndrome. It thickens, it gets oily, it gets rough. You see visible pores, a little bit of redness, and a little bit of swelling. That's the syndrome. So we want to get rid of that. So what we want to do is have a nice, simple approach using a protector in the morning. And I've created a protector called Daytime. It's an SPF 20. It actually measures a 23. And it's got zinc oxide in it. I don't like the chemical sunscreens because they interfere with your body. They're endocrine disruptors. That's why I use zinc oxide. There's two types of sunscreen that do not get absorbed into your body. That's zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. Everything else gets absorbed into your body. Why would you want to do that? I don't want to do that, and neither should you. So we want sunscreen to do what it's supposed to do. It sits on the surface of the skin, and it reflects ultraviolet light. So that's one. We want a skin protector that has sunscreen. No matter what day of the year, whether it's December 30th and it's cloudy out, still put your sunscreen on. It doesn't have to be a 30. You don't need what you're going to use in the beach. But there's still ultraviolet light. And even if you're walking down the streets of New York and getting light reflected onto your face from the sidewalk, you're getting sun damage. So we use that. And what else do I put in my morning skin protector? I put niacin. Niacin is a wonderful ingredient. It's actually niacinamide. It's a type of niacin. It's vitamin B3. And it's a wonderful substance that improves the barrier function of your skin. That means it makes your skin stronger and less likely to be damaged by other toxins. So we're going to talk more about that later in the show. We're going to talk about the other components of my skincare program. And we're going to talk about what doesn't work. And you would be shocked to hear what doesn't work. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WABC's What's Your Wrinkle program right here on WABC. 800-848-9222. 800-848-WABC. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of the show.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
What is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, host of this show for many, many years. More years than I can imagine. 13 years on WABC and maybe another station for a little bit of time, but we'll be back next year. I know that for a fact, for another great year of programming here on WABC. So give us a call, 800-848-9222. 800-848-WABC. So in the few minutes before the interview, I want to talk to you just a little bit more about skincare. Skincare is such an important part of how you look. If you don't take care of your skin, you know, I don't understand people that come in and they just don't take care of their skin. They smoke, they don't use sunscreen, and they tell me they want a facelift. Come on now. Come on. How can you possibly care about the big things like jowls and bands in the neck if you don't care about the punishment that you're giving to your skin by not taking care of it with sun or cigarettes or just, you know, normal aging? It does a number on your skin. We don't have to, you know, everybody knows just how you look. You get splotchy pigmentation, rough skin, and of course, wrinkles as you get older. So Daytime in the morning, that's your skin protector. That'll help decrease the intensity of the sun, the intensity of the damage. But then we need something at night that can actually improve your skin and undo some of the damage. So we're going to talk more about that in the second half of the show. But before we get to those topics, we've got Dr. Ronnie Bochner on the phone. Now, I have known Dr. Bochner for maybe 30 years. He is an obstetrician, gynecologist, obstetrician at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and he's got offices in the New Brunswick area. Now, Dr. Bochner trained, he went to medical school at Mount Sinai and trained at Long Island Jewish Medical Center on Long Island, and he's an expert gynecologist and an expert obstetrician. I'm happy to say that his team helped deliver one of my children. So, Dr. Bochner, thanks for taking time on your Saturday evening. How have you been?
Just fine, Arthur. It's good to be here. So, thank you so much.
Well, you know, tonight we're going to talk about starting a family, having a baby. You're an obstetrician, but, you know, mothers who are about to have children have all sorts of questions, and this is their opportunity to hear an expert obstetrician. So Dr. Ronnie Bochner is an obstetrician at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He's a professor at the medical school, clinical associate professor of obstetrics. So let's talk a little bit about having a baby. What can an expectant mother anticipate when delivering a baby at a hospital? Tell us about the experience.
Certainly. When you deliver in a hospital, you're going to see a variety of healthcare professionals, such as an obstetrician gynecologist, also known as an OBGYN. These are doctors with at least 4 additional years of training after medical school, and they're trained in women's health and reproduction, and that includes both surgical and medical care. They can handle a complicated pregnancy and also perform C-sections. Look for obstetricians, OBGYNs, who are board certified, meaning they've passed an examination by the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Board certified obstetricians who go on to receive further training in high-risk pregnancies are called maternal fetal medicine specialists, also known as MFMs. When delivering in a hospital, you might also be able to use a certified nurse midwife, known as a CNM. Nurse midwives are registered nurses who have a graduate degree in midwifery, meaning they're trained to handle low-risk pregnancies and deliveries. Most midwives deliver babies in hospitals or birthing centers, although some do home births. In addition to obstetricians and midwives, registered nurses will be in the room with you to take care of both the mother and the baby. If you give birth in a teaching hospital, medical students or residents might be present during the birth, and some family doctors also offer prenatal care and deliver babies. While you're in the hospital, if you choose, or if it's necessary for you to receive anesthesia, it'll be administered by an anesthesiologist trained in a variety of pain control measures. That would be either medications, epidurals, even general anesthesia if you should need it. And these are only available in a hospital setting.
So, Ronnie, if someone, there's a lot of controversy now. You know, you hear of the wonderful care in hospitals, but some people want to deliver in their home. What do you think about that?
Well, delivering at home is certainly an option for certain low-risk pregnancies. But by all means, there's an element of risk that gets introduced into a home birth. I can tell you after my 3-plus decades of delivering babies, sometimes things are going very, very, very smoothly, and in minutes, things go unsmoothly. So it's good to have the full backing of a hospital behind you when things start going less than perfect. And the good thing about a university, an academic university medical center, is that you've got just about every service available to you on short notice to take care of just any contingency that arises.
And I'm speaking with Dr. Ronnie Bochner. He's an obstetrician at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where my wife delivered our third child with your team, you and your partner. And I just want to know, is it possible to take back the 27-year-old? No, I'm just kidding. She's 27. And
well, hold on a second. How'd they turn out?
Yeah, turned out just great. But, you know, you made a really important point. In all seriousness, my first child, when I was living in Chicago as a resident, my son was born, had some meconium staining, was born with the cord wrapped around his head and had to be intubated at birth. He did very, very well. But I think back, and what, like you were talking about a home pregnancy, what if that happened at home? They needed a pediatrician right away. You know, all sorts of things were needed for my son that you have at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital that certainly you wouldn't have at a home. So isn't that a lesson to everybody?
It is, and there's a great measure of safety in knowing that on short notice you have just about everything you need to sustain a life. Certified nurse midwives, they know how to resuscitate a baby, but there's nothing like having a team of perinatal specialists right behind you when you're expecting a complicated birth, and they can handle any contingency that arises.
So let's talk for a second about high-risk pregnancies, because a lot of women listening to the show, they're either pregnant or their daughters are pregnant, and you wonder, you know, what defines a high-risk pregnancy and when you absolutely need a facility like Robert Wood Johnson as opposed to, you know, a small hospital somewhere in the hills somewhere. Tell us about that.
Well, I would suggest that the first thing someone does when they're planning a baby is have a preconceptual visit with your obstetrician. Go over your history. He'll ask you about your family history, your medical history. He'll identify any risk factors you might have. And then based on that, they would either assign you to a low-risk category or a higher-risk category. And most obstetricians can handle complicated pregnancies. Some only wish to do low-risk pregnancies, but the majority can handle complicated pregnancies. And then based on that, you would either have additional visits, additional tests, such as ultrasounds. If you're above age 35 or if they identify an abnormality on an ultrasound, you might require some genetic testing in the future. But a high-risk pregnancy is something that you're going to be scrutinized more carefully than a low-risk pregnancy. Typically, midwives would not handle a high-risk pregnancy. That would be the neighborhood of the obstetrician gynecologist. And if you are extremely high-risk, your obstetricians might direct you to a maternal fetal medicine specialist for ongoing care. As it happens, being at a university medical center, having all these resources available to us, we do see a rather complicated patient population, but we work very closely with our maternal fetal medicine specialists and often refer patients back and forth, getting opinions, and it's really a good team approach. So your obstetrician will really speak to you about this when you sit down for that first preconceptual visit. And then, of course, if you start prenatal care and things develop, he'll take you through that pathway and direct you to the right people who need to take care of you for that. Get the best outcome that way.
All right, I'm speaking with Dr. Ronnie Bochner, who's an obstetrician at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He's an expert. You've probably delivered, I imagine, tens of thousands of kids by now. What do you think?
Well, my career is only 35 years, and I've delivered, I've actually kept a loose count. It's nearly 6,000.
Wow.
That's either deliveries I've done or I've supervised or I've had a rather long career now that I look back on it.
Well, that's terrific. So now let's take a woman. We've got about 2 minutes left to this segment, Ronnie. Let's take a woman real quickly who just tonight did that little home test and found out she was pregnant. What should she do?
Okay, once you determine you're pregnant, verify that you may want to do it twice because sometimes home pregnancy tests could be wrong. So I always tell patients, do it twice. And make an appointment for your OBGYN. If you're engaged in any toxic habits, by all means, stop. Prenatal vitamins are a good thing to take before you conceive because they all contain folic acid, which is a vitamin that can actually prevent birth defects. So I'm hoping that person has been on folic acid or prenatal vitamins. Make a visit to your obstetrician. Most OBGYNs like to see you when you're about 2 weeks late for your period. And at that first visit, they're going to go over the entire road that lies ahead. They'll identify any risk factors. If you're new to that doctor, obviously they'll take a detailed history and get acquainted with you. But if you're a known person to them, they already know your history. And you can pretty much bet that first visit is going to map out what lies ahead for you. So that's the first thing I would do. Get rid of toxic habits. Make an obstetrician visit.
Sounds like great advice with Dr. Ronnie Bochner, obstetrician at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And if you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Bochner, you can give his office a call or one of the other obstetricians at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. You can find them all listed on the website. It's www.rwjbh. They've changed their website. It's rwjbh.org. That's www.rwjbh.org. You'll find all sorts of information about the OBGYN program at Robert Wood Johnson and about Dr. Bochner and his colleagues in obstetrics. Thanks so much for taking time on your Saturday evening, Dr. Bochner. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Same here, Arthur. Be well.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you so much. We've got more to the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these words.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
Is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm the host of this show, which we normally talk about things like cosmetic surgery and skin care and dermatology and medical conditions. But tonight we're going to change the topic just a little bit because I have Dr. Jeff Asherman on the line. Now, Dr. Asherman is a board-certified plastic surgeon. He's one of my colleagues at Columbia, and very interesting story. Dr. Asherman is running for state assembly. So I want to tell you a little bit about Jeff first. And then we've got Jeff on the line. He's going to talk about why, as a board-certified plastic surgeon, as a full-time faculty member at Columbia, he's running for state assembly. But before you hear about that, you have to hear a little bit about Jeff. Now, Jeff's been around for a while on the faculty. He is one of the premier plastic surgeons in the United States, truly is. He's been on all the top doctor lists forever, since 2009. He's gotten Teacher of the Year awards at Columbia. He's gotten presidential awards for the Northeastern Society of Plastic Surgeons. He's gotten the Gold Doc Award from the Gold Foundation for demonstrating compassion. He's gotten teaching awards and research awards, humanitarian awards. He's the real deal, and I'm so happy that Jeff is running for state assembly because we need someone like Jeff Ashman. So without further ado, Jeff, are you on the line?
I am, Art. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so happy to have you on the line tonight, and I am so happy that you are running for state assembly because I'll tell you, we need you in Albany. We need you very badly. So tell us, as a board-certified plastic surgeon, what on earth got you to run for assembly?
Well, Art, as much as I love what I do, which I do love being a surgeon, I've also always thought it's important to try and do some work for the community outside the hospital, and I recently found out an amazing fact, and that is, while there are doctors in both houses of Congress, there are doctors who are governors, there are zero in the entire New York State Legislature. So you have 150 people in the Assembly, which is what I'm running for, and 63 in the Senate. So 213 people who pass all kinds of health care legislation with no doctors involved. So I thought if I could be there, I could really help everyone, Democrats and Republicans alike, because healthcare is not a partisan issue. As a matter of fact, in 2012, I joined the community board for the East Side as a public member on the Health, Seniors, and Social Services Committee. And nearly every meeting, I was able to help out on healthcare issues because there, too, I was the only physician. And again, it's not a partisan issue. I helped everybody. So when I saw this was going on the state level, I thought I'd really like to be there so that I could help all patients, which is really all New Yorkers, and that's why I decided to do this.
You know, Jeff, it is so important. You're absolutely right to have a physician representing, you know, not just physicians, but really the public within the state assembly, because you know, all these statutes are driven by, they're voted on by the assembly. The regulations, of course, are by the Board of Medical Examiners, or the equivalent in New York. But you're responsible in the assembly for insurance legislation and hospital legislation and legislation that affects doctors and patients. And when we hear all the things about, you know, the federal health care, well, it's very, very important on the state level also. So, you know, when you told me you would be the only physician in the assembly, I was shocked. I actually didn't realize that, and I think it's so critically important. What's your district? Where are you exactly?
So I'm on the east side from about 95th down to 32nd Street, and from 5th Avenue over to 3rd or 2nd Avenue, depending on where you are. And on between 61st and 45th Street, it goes all the way over to the East River. And you know, just to add what you were saying, Art, about there not being a physician, some people may say, what difference does it make? But as you know, we're always asked as physicians to support bills going in front of the legislature, and often we're asked to provide examples. And why the examples? And that's because there's no one there who experiences it the way we do. Just to give one example, there was a bill I was asked to support this year to prevent the pre-authorization hassles that you and I and all other physicians and patients really go through if they want to see their doctor, if they want to have a test or they want to have a surgery. And I can say, if I could be there in the assembly to explain, for example, as someone who does a lot of breast reconstruction, takes care of women with cancer, I've had women with cancer where we've had to delay their surgery to resect the cancer because we couldn't get authorization. And I think if people would hear examples like that in the legislature, they would understand that's why we need to pass certain bills. It's really to protect patients, so much of it.
Absolutely. You know, in an era where insurance companies are really directing medical care, but yet they're almost indemnified. How can you sue an insurance company for malpractice when they don't let you have a procedure? But they're really practicing medicine. That's why We need you in the state assembly. We need more physicians to represent not doctors, but patients. And we're all patients. Every one of you listening is a patient now, or will be, or have been. You know, that's a fact of life. So we have Dr. Jeff Asherman. He's running for state assembly. I heartily endorse him. I've never endorsed a candidate on this show before. I want you to vote for Dr. Asherman. He is a spectacular guy. I can personally vouch for him. I've known him for, I guess, an awful long time, 15 years or so, and a spectacular plastic surgeon and person, and a very centrist in terms of your views, which I think is great. What's your website for your campaign?
So it's www.drjeffforassembly.com, and that Dr. Jeff for Assembly is one word.
Okay, so Dr. Jeff for Assembly. So here's what the marching orders for the listening audience is. Go out and vote this Tuesday, and vote for my good friend, Dr. Jeff Asherman. And if you feel so inclined, you know, everybody could use a few dollars for advertisements and things. So you can go to his website and maybe donate to the website if you support what he believes in, which you should. So thank you so much, Dr. Jeff Asherman. Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you, Art, and I thank all your listeners. I really appreciate everyone listening.
Well, I want to thank you for taking your time and running, because, you know, politics is a thankless profession, you know, and we need people like you in politics. I'd sleep a lot better if I had, you know, hundreds of Dr. Jeff Ashermans in the state assembly, state senate, and heaven forbid on the federal level. So thank you again for running.
My pleasure, and I just hope to get in there so that I really can help all New Yorkers. That's what I'd love to do.
Okay, so Tuesday, those of you who live in the Upper East Side and Upper Midtown, I believe, Manhattan, give a vote for my friend, Dr. Jeff Asherman. All right, thanks so much. Have a great evening, and tell your wife thank you for giving me 10 minutes of your time this evening, Jeff.
Thank you, Art.
Okay, thanks so much. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So before, earlier in the show, we were talking about skincare. We were talking about how important it is to have good, healthy skin. And, you know, not just from a cosmetic standpoint, but also from a health standpoint. People who don't take care of their skin tend to have more skin cancers and things like that. That's why sunscreen is very important. The FDA does allow us now to say that if you use sunscreen, you will have a lower chance of getting skin cancers. Now, that's all skin cancers. So melanomas, basal cell carcinomas, and squamous cell carcinomas, not to mention just looking better because your skin will not be as wrinkled, won't be have that splotchy pigmentation, won't be as rough. So we start out with the skin protector in the morning, which has sunscreen, and I think one of the most important skincare ingredients is niacin. Now, some of you might say, well, what about those peptides, Dr. Perry? I've heard all those things about hexapeptides. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you look at skincare, and I read virtually everything in skincare, I read day and night, and there are, well, let's take the most studied ingredient for skincare, which is vitamin A, in any form, by the way, whether it's prescription Retin-A or retinyl propionate, which is in my product, which is called Nighttime, or retinol in a lot of Johnson & Johnson products, or there's a lot of different retinoids. That's what they're called. That's vitamin A. There's 4,000, as of today, I checked today, there are 4,001 studies in peer-reviewed medical journals which show that vitamin A is good for your skin. It does good things for your skin. What's the next most important ingredient? Well, vitamin C, based on what it does for your skin, and also the number of studies that show that vitamin C is good for your skin. As of today, I checked it today, there's 1,868 studies that show vitamin C is good for your skin. And in fact, vitamin C is the principal chemical. It's a chemical. It's a vitamin. It's a food. It's vitamin C, and it causes you to make more collagen. Collagen is a structural layer of our skin. So vitamin C, 1,868 studies. What's the next one? Alpha hydroxy acid, 608 studies. A lot of good studies. Actually, vitamin B3, there's so many studies in the last couple months that there's now something like 870 vitamin B3 studies. These are the four most important ingredients in skincare, And that's why I put those ingredients in my skincare, in the right amounts, in the right ways. There's different ways that chemicals are made, and your body needs them in very specific ways. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit more about nighttime. That is my nighttime version of skincare. We just need daytime in the morning and nighttime at night. I made it easy for you. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. 800-848-9222 is the phone number. I'll be back right after these words.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is the show about you, the show about what you look like. So we're talking about skincare tonight, and let's break for a second from my product and talk about Plexaderm for a minute. Plexaderm is that product that you see on TV all the time. It's John Greenhut, my good friend. He has this company now with a product called Plexaderm. You've seen it on television. They're the best commercials I have seen. I mean, they're spectacular. They're the ones where this woman takes this this Plexaderm material, this clear stuff that you put on your skin, and makes the bags of the eyelids or the wrinkles on the face go away in just minutes. It's real. I've seen it now in my own patients. I've seen it in my wife. What is Plexaderm? Well, it's not skincare. It's not like what we've been talking about. It doesn't have, vitamin C and vitamin A and things like that. It's more like a makeup. And what is a makeup? Well, a makeup is something that just disguises the wrinkles and splotchiness and things like that. And so sort of does Plexaderm, but in a different way. It's a silicone material. And what happens is you put it on your skin, and as it dries, it kind of shrinks the skin a bit, and it looks like it kind of holds in the bags, and it sort of spanks for your face. What do you think? But invisible, so that it holds the lower eyelid bags, and it looks spectacular. You have to see these ads on TV. They are absolutely real. And if you put it on wrinkles, the wrinkles go away. Now, why is it not skincare? Why is it more of a makeup? Because when you wash it off, it's the Cinderella effect. The wrinkles are back just like they were before. So no, it's not going to help you in the long run, but it sure will help you today if you're going out to dinner and you really want to get rid of those wrinkles and you don't have time to see me for a laser or filler or something like that. Well, you'll put the Plexaderm on and look spectacular if you're going on TV, if you're going to the theater, if you're going to just any meeting and want to look. If you're going for coffee at Starbucks and don't want to show those wrinkles, it's Plexaderm. So Plexaderm, the folks from Plexaderm, my good friend John Greenhut gave me an 800 number to give to you, my listeners. It's just for you, 800-925-9963. That's 800-925-9963. You get 50% off of the normal retail price, but you have to use that phone number. So if you've seen another number on TV, you've got to use this one. This is the one that gets you the discount. 800-925-9963. Once again, 800-925-9963 for Plexaderm, and you will really love this. I don't endorse products that I don't believe in. This is one I believe in. And, a couple weeks ago, one of my patients came in and said, I should be in one of your commercials because I have a great result, better than what you're talking about with Plexaderm. So she has it with Plexaderm. So you could too. 800-925-9963. So let's talk about real skincare for a minute. Let's talk about the things that work and the things that don't work. So I talked earlier about daytime. Daytime is my morning skin protector. It's got niacin, 5% niacin in it. It's got zinc oxide to protect you from ultraviolet light. You go through the day, put your makeup on. And by the way, if you use the daytime, my advice is to use a powdered makeup as opposed to one of the cream makeups. Because sometimes, it's like a chemistry set on your skin. If you mix my stuff with your stuff that's a cream, sometimes you can get a little peeling of the material. So if you use the powder, those of you who use daytime, that's the hint. You want to use powder. And I advise the pressed powder as opposed to the loose powder because you don't want to breathe that in. But that's a whole different story. So you put on the daytime in the morning, wait about 2 minutes, and then put your powder on, go through the day, and then wash it off at dinner time when you come home from work or whatever you're doing. Wash off your makeup. Don't sleep in your makeup, please. It's not good for your skin to have that on. So you want to let your skin breathe a bit. And I have Clean Time. Clean Time is a soap that I think is my best product. It's really pretty amazing. I created Clean Time because I kept giving out the names of one soap or another, and then I'd find out that this soap had one deficiency, this soap had another. They were the wrong pH, or they had these chemicals, or they had, you know, all sorts of things in it. So I created what I consider to be the perfect soap, and it really is good. I've got 3 patents on this soap. That kind of gives you an idea of how unique it is. But Clean Time is the correct pH. That's number one. So your skin lives in an acidic pH. What does that mean? Well, acid. Remember now, go back to 9th grade chemistry. Remember this. The pH scale, oh, your eyes glaze over when we say these things. But lemons are around 2. They're very acidic. And baking soda is very alkaline. And water is right in the middle. Your skin belongs a little acidic. It's actually 5.5. And the reason your skin should be more acid than alkaline is because bacteria and fungus, all they have a hard time living at that pH. So, and the same for vaginal health, good vaginal health. You want a more of an acidic pH as opposed to alkaline pH, because bacteria and fungus don't like those pHs. So that's what God intended you to have, and that's what your soap should have. If you use an alkaline soap, like most of them are, I've looked at these, and probably well over 95% of soaps are alkaline. That means they're more like baking soda, less like lemon juice. It really messes up the bacteria on your skin, and it takes up to 6 hours to return your skin to a normal pH. And during that time, bacteria flourish, fungus flourish. You know, and you say, well, that's a short amount of time. Think of a piece of cheese out on your counter, or a piece of turkey that you left out of your refrigerator. You would never eat it after 6 hours because the bacteria just grow on it. And that's the same thing that happens to your skin. And your skin responds by getting a little bit of red and a little bit of swelling. It's a syndrome. So you want the right soap, and that's what Clean Time is all about. And by the way, Clean Time will take off most makeup. Now, there's some makeup that it's not going to, and I've had this argument with a lot of estheticians, but the truth is, if you use my Clean Time with a moist, warm washcloth, you'll get almost all your makeup off with that. You won't have to use those industrial solvents that women use, the same things that they use to clean engines in cars. That's what makeup remover is. But so Clean Time, that's what you want to do. And then at night, you put Nighttime on. Nighttime, I combined those ingredients that I talked about earlier, the vitamin C, vitamin A, and fruit acids. The 3 most important ingredients for your skin are in one single serum. Why is it a serum? Because you don't need a cream on your skin. You just do not. The lactic acid that is in my Nighttime is a moisturizer. It's a very good moisturizer. You don't need this gunk that people put on their face at night. A light serum is all you need. You put it on at night. And why do you put vitamin C and vitamin A on your skin at night? Because they are light sensitive. They get destroyed by ultraviolet light in the day. And that's why they're sort of, I call them the vampire vitamins. You have to put them on at night, and then you put it on, let it dry, and on your skin, you get all night long the benefits of those things. So for a minute, let's just talk about some of the other products. Now, I don't usually mention names of products, but there's one compound, one chemical called acetylhexapeptide. And it's a very, very common substance. It's in something like, I believe it's in 93 different products. And what is it? It's a very expensive ingredient. It's in a lot of products. You know, companies, let's see, what companies have this in it? I'm not finding that, probably a good thing, but there are so many. There's like 90-something products that contain this chemical, and they advertise it, and they say this is great for your skin. Well, there was just a study done. It was done in the journal called Cutaneous Ocular Toxicity. I'm sure you all read that journal, right? I do. And it's a good journal. And they they published this, and they wanted to know, did this material that everybody's using in 93 different skincare products, did it penetrate the skin? And in order for these chemicals to do anything for your skin, they have to penetrate. If they don't penetrate, they're just makeups, like Plexiderm. That's okay. That's good. So is your makeup. But if you spend a lot of money on a product that has these peptides, you want to know that it's getting in your skin, like vitamin A, vitamin C, and fruit acids do, and actually doing something and making your skin look better. So here's what they did. They put this on both guinea pig skin and human skin, cadaver skin. And what they did then was they put it on for 24 hours to see how much got into your skin. And then they did these very, very sophisticated, I will not bore you with the terms mass spectrometry. Oh, my goodness. The chemists out there are saying, well, that makes sense. That's what they did. They ground up the skin, and they found how deep did this stuff penetrate. And it turns out, you ready for this? No peptide. And these are the expensive things. These are what you're paying hundreds of dollars for in all these companies that I won't mention, but they're out there. Just look for these hexapeptides, acetyl hexapeptide. They're the expensive ingredients. None found in the dermis. That's where the action is. The epidermis, that's the dead layer cells on the surface of your skin. Yeah, sure, it gets in that, but that's not where the action is. It has to get into your dermis, that's the underlying layer of skin, in order for it to do anything, for it to stimulate collagen, that's the structural layer of the skin. And hexapeptides, one, they're too big. They weigh 889. What does that mean? Oh my goodness. What does 889 mean to you? Absolutely nothing, unless you understand that nothing over 500 can get into the skin. There's your lesson for the day. It just makes sense that you want to use products that work, like my nighttime, like my daytime. And by the way, there's a special. I have to mention the special. You can go to my website, drperrys.com, drperrys.com, and you can get, if you put in half price, you get the kits half price tonight. You have to say that. Half price is the code. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. The music means they're going to yank me right out of the studio. Go to drperrys.com. You can get the half price. It's one word code. Both kits, half price. And then call me next week. Let me know how you like my products. Thanks so much for great engineering. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back here 6 p.m. next week. During the week, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. Thanks so much for great engineering. Have a great evening and weekend. Bye-bye now.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.